producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Free Talk Live, the show where, well, you can call in and talk about whatever you want. It's the Thursday night edition with Mark,
Daryl,
and Johnson.
You can call in, and we'll talk to you. But we do bring stuff in to talk about, and it seems like the story that is on everyone's lips, Daryl, is the story of a guy whose existence I did not know, I had not heard of until 2 days ago. Is it a congressman named McCarthy? I thought we had one of those. It didn't
yes,
so well.
There are a lot of people named McCarthy that happens, you know, when people have children and then their children have children and then, you know, like there's cousins and whatnot. So that's how surnames survive. There is a congressman with the last name McCarthy. He's actually the House Majority Leader, meaning that he is second in command behind John Boehner. And, well, as you may be aware, John Boehner announced a couple of weeks ago that he was resigning at the end of October, which means that sometime before his last day, there will be a vote to replace John Boehner as Speaker of the House. And, well, Kevin McCarthy was deemed heir apparent as House Majority Leader. And the Republican Party, they were having their party caucus, or they were planning to have their party caucus earlier today, in which they were going to officially vote for, here's the Republican nominee for Speaker. And, well, Kevin McCarthy dropped out of the race, and they wound up not having their caucus vote.
So let me see if I can get it straight. Boehner dropped out sort of unexpectedly, and
He resigned.
Yeah, well, but you know.
That's not dropping out of a race.
Okay, well, not dropping out of a race. Okay,
he resigned his position.
Unexpectedly,
yes.
Right? Then yes. I don't think anyone really expected it. And then this heir apparent has dropped out unexpectedly.
Yes, saying, I am no longer seeking the speakership.
Okay.
So that sort of leaves the Republicans in a bit of a quandary. And, there's a story here from CNN News Service that says the move came without warning as House Republicans were in a closed-door meeting to select their nominee for Speaker. With McCarthy's wife and kids in the room, Boehner subsequently postponed the vote. McCarthy told reporters, I think I shocked some of you, huh? Boehner, who is poised to resign at the end of the month, said there is no clear successor who can overcome the deep divisions within the party and win the post. An influential group of conservatives endorsed a long-shot candidate, Representative Daniel Webster. No, not the dictionary guy. It's somebody with the same exact name, Mark.
So we've got a Representative Daniel Webster
yes.
and a Representative McCarthy. It's like we're just rehashing stuff. All right, go ahead.
Yes. McCarthy said, if we're going to unite and be strong, we need a new face to do that, adding that he did not want to win the race on the House floor with only enough votes to squeak by.
Assuming he could have won it all, I don't suspect he would have if he's stepping down.
Right, but no, he's making the statement, you know, about why he stepped down, is because if he was to win, it would have only been with a couple of votes. And let me explain the math. You need 218 votes to win the speakership.
Right.
It's because you must have a majority. It's not
The House of Representatives.
Yes. It's not a plurality thing of whoever winds up getting the most votes is elected speaker. So you must have a majority. There are 247 Republicans. At the time this vote is going to happen, there will be 246 because Boehner will have resigned. So you subtract off the group from what's called the Freedom Caucus, which is this group of conservatives that have endorsed Daniel Webster. They have said, we are voting as a block for Daniel Webster.
Okay.
So you have 40 people out of 246 who say, we're voting for Daniel Webster, which leaves 206 Republicans to vote for whoever the Republican nominee is. You would then need to convince some of the Democrats to vote for the Republican, or hope that some of the people from the Freedom Caucus don't vote the way their caucus has said that they are going to vote.
How often do the Democrats vote for, how often do they break ranks and vote for a Republican? It doesn't seem like that's very likely.
Hardly ever.
Okay. Because they're going to vote for a Democrat, right?
Most likely.
Okay.
But we had a similar situation in the New Hampshire State House at the beginning of the year, to where the Republican nominee for Speaker of the New Hampshire State House was fairly unpopular with a large chunk of the Republicans and a lot of Democrats.
Yep.
There was the Democratic nominee, and then there was sort of the wild card, where the guy is a Republican, but he's got a fair amount of support from Republicans and a good bit of support from Democrats.
So they managed to get some Democrats and Republicans to caucus together, and they voted for the wild card guy,
yes,
keeping out the unsavory Republican from the Democrats' point of view. Well, I suppose it could happen.
So you could have something like that, to where if you have somebody, and that's one of the reasons.
Well, I don't care who wins, Daryl.
Right.
Nobody, we don't have any idea who's going to win.
Right. I'm just, you know, like throwing hypotheticals. And one of the complaints that the people from the Freedom Caucus had with John Boehner is that he worked too much with the Democrats and relied on bipartisan support to get things passed.
But they got nothing, nearly nothing passed. To me, this is relatively irrelevant. What I think is most important about this is that there seems to be sort of a libertarian movement in this country. Like, people, I'm not calling it principled by any stretch of the imagination, but that there's this sort of desire for smaller government going on within the Republican Party, and they're sick of the Republican Party politics as usual.
Right.
And consequently, some people, like, you know, Boehner resigned for a reason.
Yes.
I don't know what that is. And this McCarthy guy dropped out of the race for a reason.
Right.
I don't know what it is.
Well, one thing, and it's interesting that you mentioned sort of a strain of libertarianism, because there actually is a Liberty Caucus in addition to the Freedom Caucus, and the Liberty Caucus in the Congress is a little more libertarian-ish. It's the caucus that Justin Amash is a member of. The Liberty Caucus has not come out saying whether they will try to, you know, vote as a group for someone. I have seen reports that, you know, it's possible that Amash might wind up getting some support. But if the Liberty Caucus doesn't come out and promote him, then, you know, I don't really see how much support he's going to get. But I could see somebody like a Justin Amash getting some support from Democrats, because there definitely are some things that Amash would agree with the Democrats on.
Yeah, I think what we're seeing is sort of a move towards more liberty. I mean, you get to hear more and more about it. It started with sort of Ron Paul. You could say it started with Free Talk Live coming on the air. I don't know the answer to that. But it seemed like, you know, Ron Paul in 2008 got a lot of attention. The Tea Party came along. Ron Paul was sort of the start of that. And, you know, you're seeing more and more movement there. But I don't think it's going to be pretty, necessarily. It isn't going to be some sort of progressive thing. There's going to be a lots of progress towards more liberty. There's going to be a lots of bumps along the way. I've said many times on this radio program that, you know, liberty in the wrong direction isn't particularly valuable. So, for instance, if you give corporations or big business liberty to away from regulations, but you keep the regulations on the small business, yes, you've created more freedom, but you've really moved towards fascism in the process. Does that make sense?
Right. And I would not necessarily say that that would be a benefit, or that you would be giving more freedom per se. Like, certainly, if you let's for one second.
It's a smaller government.
Let's for one second imagine that you run a prison and you stop beating one inmate. That does not make you a better prison runner guy.
855-450-3733. Do you see a move towards liberty here in, you know, U.S. politics? 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
The vet had them on antibiotics as well as steroids. Nothing worked.
The vet had given him a cortisone.
The vet prescribed an antihistamine.
The vet thought that Molly was just old.
Probably $300 to $400 every 4 months.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
All total, $2,700 in doggy fees, and all it took was one container of Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog.
The ingredients are what the veterinarian said he was lacking.
Within 2 days, his scratching, it seemed to go away.
After 5 weeks, her fur is beautiful. She is totally happy.
Molly's gotten this puppy look. Her coat has sheen.
Oh, yes.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
My vet was completely blown away.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Paid attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218- Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. The question that I asked was, Do you see a movement towards more liberty in this country? And I mean, I just mean sort of from a philosophical standpoint. I don't mean that we actually have more freedoms than we did, say, 10 years ago or anything like that. It seems to me like some of this upheaval in the Republican Party is about that kind of, philosophical move. I'm not sure how it's going to turn out. I'm not claiming that this is a, you know, some great thing. I'm just saying, this is interesting to observe. It's Mark with you.
Daryl.
And Johnson.
Now, Mark, to answer
your number real quick, 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE, and on Skype, our username is lrn.fm. That's in Liberty Radio Network. The cops, they finally found us. lrn.fm. Go ahead.
Now, to answer your question, I would say that in a couple areas, there's more freedom now than there was, say, 10, 15 years ago. And what I'm thinking of specifically is in the field of being able to take certain substances to alleviate certain medical conditions in most of the country.
Medical marijuana, even recreational marijuana, there's more liberty surrounding that.
Yeah, you've got the recreational in, what is it, four states now? I think three states actually you can now purchase in. There's a couple other states where it's been, you know, voted through initiative or whatever, but you can't actually legally purchase yet in Alaska. You can't legally purchase in Washington, D.C., but you can gift someone up to a certain amount. So, you know, like that's a freedom now that you have that you did not have 10, even 5 years ago.
Also, I'd say that there's, you know, what we've seen is there's more freedom around the right to keep and bear arms. With all the belly aching that perhaps...
Certainly, there's more states that allow what they call constitutional carry, meaning that you can concealed carry without the need for some sort of government document saying that you know how to handle a gun safely. Although in those places, there still are parts of the state that you are not allowed to carry your weapon. For instance, in Arizona, there's a lot of federal land, and unless the law has been changed on federal lands, when I was living in Arizona 5 years ago, you could not take your weapons on federal land.
Interesting. There is a new graphic novel that is coming out here. It's called James versus the New World Order. It's by Brandon Bitros and illustrated by Matthew Root, the first in what's estimated to be a 5-volume, 24-issue series. They want to know what they're proposing in this is what one might do when a bizarre occult army calling itself the Trust invades one's sleepy little mountain town. You can find out what James Cantrell, a big-hearted country boy with a crappy job who's learned to live without dreams, what he does. Because sometimes the guy who's learned to live without dreams might be the best suited to handle a nightmare. If this intrigues you, go to JamesVSTheNewWorldOrder.com. Because what they're doing is they're getting pre-orders so that they can put together the money to... for the artwork, the coloring, the production, the distribution. It's a great-looking offering. The art's awesome, and I think the storyline is going to be really great, too. It's James vs. TheNewWorldOrder.com. I'm excited to read it when it comes out. James versus TheNewWorldOrder.com. Let's go to the phones. Libertarian Banker calling in. Libertarian Banker, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, enjoy the discussion tonight, guys. I just want to add something to it. I want to bring up the things that you'll hear politicians say during this election season, especially the local politicians. And the first thing that you're going to hear out of their mouth is I created jobs, right? So they claim they create jobs when in actuality they take jobs and they take money from the private sector who is actually trying to create jobs. And so what they mean when they say, I've created jobs, is I have greased enough palms to bring XYZ company to our area. And so they set up these economic development departments and tell them to go out and do some business development. Well, what that means is to cut tax breaks, to give land, to grant All kinds of special favors to these corporations. And it's just sickening to me. The second thing that you will hear out of their mouth during this election season is about education. They claim that, you know, they've increased this metric or that metric in the school. But what they're not telling you about is the money that they steal from other people's kids to pay for these educations and these improvements in the schools.
Here, right? Here.
So the politicians love to talk about shiny things or tangible things that people can see because it gets them elections. So they can spend the money in the here and now on things that look shiny and look great to the population. But what they're not going to talk about, and which you'll never hear out of a politician's mouth, is we paid off the debt or we had a surplus. This never happens because those things don't get people elected. There's no ribbon cutting when you have a surplus or pay off debt.
Every once in a while, you'll hear some Democrats talking about Bill Clinton's the surplus or whatever it was under Clinton. Oftentimes, what they'll suggest is that the deficit is the same as the debt, which obviously is erroneous. The deficit is the amount of money that is being put toward is increasing the debt. The deficit increases the debt. A budget surplus perhaps may cut the debt slightly, but this thing is basically ever growing.
Exactly. So, and another thing you hear out of their mouth is, you know, we're going to tax all the millionaires. Well, this is how incompetent these people are. They think a millionaire is somebody that earns over $1 million a year. A millionaire is somebody whose net worth is over $1 million. So they just pander to the lowest common denominator in society. With these policies and these, things that they bring out in the election.
Yeah, in many cases, a millionaire isn't a very wealthy person anymore when you're talking about being in certain places, certain zip codes where it's extraordinarily difficult to live. It costs a great deal. A millionaire is a person who owns a home. not much at all.
I saw something not too long ago where it showed a picture of the cheapest house in San Francisco that they say it's valued at $350,000, and it looks like a rundown shed between two high-rise buildings.
Yeah, I'm sure.
$350,000 for a rundown shed.
Well, hey, ultimately, something is only worth what people are willing to pay for it. And if the market says the house is worth $350 or $350,000, then I guess it's worth that. I wouldn't pay that.
Now, one thing, speaking of, like homes are worth what people are willing to pay for it, property taxes is something that is very interesting because you've got some bureaucrat that goes around and decrees what a home is worth. And it's supposed to be based on the fair market value, but it's very rarely assessed at whatever the home recently sold for.
There's a big argument. Nobody ever feels like their home is assessed properly, nor do they ever feel like they've gotten the right amount when they sold it. Libertarian Banker, I appreciate the call. 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE, or LRN.FM on Skype.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold.
By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. What we were talking about to some extent was this weird stuff going on with John Boehner and then with Representative McCarthy. First Boehner resigns and then McCarthy steps down from the run, and it seems like there's a lot of pressure being put on mainstream Republicans. And is that a good thing? Is this a move towards liberty? Is that going to be positive? Because I don't know. It seems like many in the Republican Party are standing up for what they believe as far as conservatism or a variety of small government ideas and things like that. I wonder how these things are going to play out in the long term. One of the things I've said all along is that it may be the worst thing for libertarianism is libertarian politicians. We don't know how this is going to look when it begins getting implemented. You know what I mean?
Please explain yourself a little bit more.
Sure. So when one votes for smaller government, one can vote for smaller government, say, for large, moneyed organizations. What people complain about from the Kochs all the time, right, is that the Kochs support deregulation of large businesses. I'm sure the Kochs, knowing the Koch's philosophy, I'm certain they support deregulation for small businesses, too. They're just not as financially incentivized in that area. So, you know, I'm interested in more freedom for me. Personally, I'd like to have more of that. However, if you just make me more free, you know, that it's like saying all the runners in the race have to carry 15 pounds in weights except for me. Then I get to run. And, you know, that's picking a winner, as it were. And when you start picking winners, you know,
that's not freedom.
That's not freedom. That's not fair. It may be freedom for that person, but it's not fair for everybody else. And I guess that's what I'm talking about here when I'm talking about what's it going to look like and how's it going to turn
okay,
out.
Okay, so, Mark, let me ask you two questions. And I've boiled down the world's smallest political quiz to two questions.
All right.
Does everyone have the same rights as everybody else?
Yes.
Does anyone have the right to prevent me from doing something that does not cause unjust harm to any other person?
Yes, that's fine. Those things are great.
Somebody has the right to stop me from doing something that does not cause harm to another person?
No, obviously not. It's a fine thing that they do not have the right to do that.
Right. Okay, so once you start like switching parts of those around to say, well, this person has more rights and this person has more rights, then you're getting outside of freedom and you're manipulating and giving special treatment to certain people.
I understand what you're saying. That's, you know, the special treatment would be giving somebody more freedom than somebody else.
Right. And that's not real freedom.
Gotcha. So I am headed off to Las Vegas at the end of the month, and I'm excited to go. It's for the
your segues tonight are bang on.
Yeah, well, whatever. I gotta talk about this stuff, and Daryl will continue to pound the issue, you know. So BitcoinInvestor.com. It's the Bitcoin Investor Conference, and I am excited to be there. Trace Mayer, Stephanie Murphy, Tone Vase, Paul Pui, Joseph von Perling, Stephen Michaels is putting it on. There's so many Free Talk Live former co-hosts there that you won't believe it. This is the first time we have done a show from Las Vegas at all, so I'm excited. Come see us perform, see the Bitcoin Investor Conference. Tickets are aggressively priced. It's not going to be a problem affording tickets. BitcoinInvestor.com. Go check them out. BitcoinInvestor.com. So, Johnson, you brought in a story that sounds very interesting to me. There's a principal in our former hometown,
yep,
Sarasota, Florida, that's being investigated for hypnotizing students?
Something like that. Former Northport High School principal.
Oh, well, there you go.
That means nothing to me.
Well, the families of three Northport High School students who died. They died after being hypnotized by former principal George Kenny, and they will...
Anybody who's been hypnotized, who is dead, has died after being hypnotized. causation, correlation.
They're hypnotized by former principal George Kenny, and they will each receive $200,000 from the Sarasota County School District under a settlement agreement unanimously approved by the school board at its meeting Tuesday night.
All right.
The $600 settlement closes a bizarre, years-long case that...
Sounds bizarre.
Yeah. That began after a former Northport High School principal, Kenny, admitted that he hypnotized 16-year-old Wesley McKinney McKinley, a day before the teenager committed suicide on April of 2011. A subsequent investigation found that Kenny hypnotized as many as 75 students, staff members, and others from 2006 until McKinley's death.
How many of them wound up killing themselves?
Well, apparently at least these three.
That's bizarre.
One basketball player at the school said Kenny hypnotized him 30 to 40 times to improve his concentration. Among those who were hypnotized were 17-year-old Brittany Palumbo and a 16-year-old Marcus Freeman. Palumbo committed suicide in 2011. Freeman was in a fatal car accident after apparently self-hypnotizing, a technique Kenny taught the teenager also in 2011.
I don't think he gets, he teaches the kid to do something and the kid dies doing it. I don't think that he's responsible for that, but all right.
It's still...
Hold on.
It's pretty coincidental that three kids have died.
It's weird.
So if someone teaches your son how to play Russian roulette, and your son plays Russian roulette, would you blame the person that taught him how to play Russian roulette?
Yeah, I think that there would be some level of blame, not certainly all the blame, but I do have to ask, you know, like hypnotism generally, first off, I tend not to believe it at all, but maybe there's something to it to some extent. Secondly, it's not usually done in, you know, a malicious way.
Yeah, it's weird. School board attorney Art Hardy said after the board approved the agreement on a 4-0 vote that the board was just happy to put this behind them, school board chairman Frank Kovac was not present for the vote. Earlier on Tuesday, Damian Mallard, an attorney representing the families of McKinley, Palumbo, and Freeman, said the parents did not sue for money, but to hold the school district accountable and to ensure something similar does not happen again. It's something that they will never get over. It's probably the worst loss that can happen to a parent is to lose a child, especially needlessly, because someone who decided to perform medical services on kids without a license, Mallard said. He altered the underdeveloped brains of teenagers, and they all ended up dead because of it.
Because of it? Now, that's a different statement.
That this is totally not the same statement. If three of the people wound up dead because of something the teacher did, but he hypnotized 75 people, that's not all.
Right.
That's a very small percentage.
It's still
too many. Even if it's only one student, that's still too many. But I'm still confused about this whole self-hypnosis thing and why the kid tried to hypnotize himself after he was... Like, he's driving the car and tried to hypnotize himself. Yes, I realize he just left the dentist, but why would you drive yourself home from the dentist?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, I've driven myself home from the dentist all the time.
Depends on what kind of procedure.
Did you have, like, Novocaine shots still wearing off in your face?
Because
you're not driving at that point.
Novocaine is not a general anesthetic. I mean,
right.
It's a
local anesthetic.
Local, that's the term.
If you're hopped up on nitrous oxide, then that might be
entirely different story. But most people who go to the dentist aren't receiving laughing gas.
I'm driving my whole self home from the dentist after taking about 3 hours of Twilight and getting my wisdom teeth taken out. I'm waking up remembering things that didn't happen.
So I'm a little skeptical in the whole claim regarding hypnotism here. Do you believe that this principal is responsible? 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. LRN.FM on Skype. Free Talk Live.
Ever wish you had a business that ran itself, put money in your pocket, and you didn't have to go to work? If I could turn your current life into that business, then list it in the right systems that put money in your pocket, so potentially you didn't have to go to work. Is that something you might be interested in? Credit Success Secrets Revealed is exactly that. We help you document your life as a business. We place that data in the right systems to trigger automatic personal and business credit that works. We teach you how to get business funding to buy assets that put money in your pocket. Credit Success Secrets Revealed works 100% of the time, no matter your situation. It's as easy as following simple directions. We practically fill it out for you. Get up to $100,000 in instant business credit. Many people get cash in their hands right now. Call 1-800-707-8719. That's 1-800-707-8719. 1-800-707-8719. Or go to creditsuccesssecretsrevealed.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to sayahnow.com. Sayahnow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. The question here is, I think to some extent, isn't this weird? This situation where this principal in Northport, Florida.
Florida man
hypnotizes students. Some die. And I never really thought hypnotism was much other than just sort of a show. And then people are committing suicide. One kid's like driving off the road. It's all very weird stuff. What do you think regarding this hypnotism thing? I just want to dismiss it because I don't know that much about it, but maybe I'm completely wrong. Regardless, I do have a big announcement regarding T-shirts.
It's huge.
Well, it's big enough. You can now buy Free Talk Live T-shirts online. There are two designs which might look familiar since they were at one point in the AMP only Facebook group. Now, if you're not available, if you aren't in the AMP group, you can go to amp.freetalklive.com and sign up. But these are sort of a kickoff of our relationship with this company that's making T-shirts for us. So the front one says, or the first one says, "Taxes are theft" across the front, and has the FTL logo on the back. Another one has that same logo, and it's on the front. These designs are one of several different cuts to choose from. There's lots of there's ladies cut T-shirts. You can pre-order by October the 31st to be part of the initial run of shirts that are printed. If we can get a big enough pre-order, we can maintain great prices and incentivize more sales and options. You can check them out for yourself at gear.freetalklive.com. It's gear.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Mike calling in from Clackamas, Oregon. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. The reason I'm calling in today is about October 1st of this year, the state of Oregon opened up, I guess, the dispensaries so that way you can purchase marijuana.
Yeah.
And my question to you guys is, it's kind of a complex one. I'll try to do the best I can, is, can you really call this more freedom when the government allows something. And let me give you an example of this. Back when, I think it was Ian, Danica, and Daryl, you guys were doing a show a few months ago, and it was the origin of rights. And on the bottom of this paper, it said, rights aren't rights, or Daryl said, rights aren't rights. Rights are privileges the government gives you. And when it comes to the marijuana thing, I'm all for the legalization of it. I mean, it's your body. You do what you want with it. But it's only legal because you know, it was voted in by people and it went through the process of the state. And now the state is saying, okay, we're allowing it. Is this theoretically more freedom when the government allows something?
I will play both sides of the argument here and say that on the one hand, yes, it's more freedom because you are no longer risking going to jail for possessing it. At the same time, I would say that no, it's not more freedom because now it's being taxed and regulated. Now, regarding the word legal, and there are some people that will argue and say, well, you know, things are only legal if a statute says that it is. Well, I've looked in the statutes in several states for the word tomato, and I have not found it, but I don't think anybody would argue that tomatoes are not legal to purchase, possess, sell, exchange, whatever. So this whole concept of, you know, like tax and regulate equals legalize, it's sort of a bastardization of the word legalize when people should just be saying, you know, like, we want to tax and regulate, but instead they boil it down to the word legalize. So, yes, it's more freedom. At the same time, it's not the same level of freedom that I would want, but I'm definitely going to applaud the fact that fewer people are going to jail.
Yeah, I mean, I do see where you're coming from, Daryl. I mean, this is, going back to your tomato example, this is kind of like saying, you know, you can have a dandelion in your backyard. Well, there's no law saying you can't have a dandelion or a rose in your backyard, but, I mean, this is just a group of people that if they could arrest you for it still, they probably would, but because their higher-ups are saying, no, it's legal now, they can do it, they can smoke it, they can't arrest you. And I don't know if this is really true freedom. I mean,
well, it's not true freedom because so far we haven't managed to see that. And to some extent, the ideas of libertarianism are they're three theoretical. We need to. What my proposal is
that with marijuana, it's not.
Well, what do you mean?
No,
well,
it's still theoretical because if we were to have a true libertarian law for marijuana, there would not be huge taxes on it. There would not be certain businesses that
right,
are being
but it's
given
not theoretical
monopolies.
Because you know, the way I've always preferred to say is not to legalize marijuana, but to re-decriminalize it.
I would absolutely agree 100%.
I mean, there was a point in this country where there were no laws in regards to marijuana. It was just
There's progress towards more freedom, though, and I'm not saying that progress necessarily is linear. I wouldn't claim that that's the case, but if, you know, if the government's taking 50% of your earnings every year, then, well, if they start taking 25%, that's still more freedom.
Right.
Any organization that can take any amount of money from you can take any amount of money from you, right? Like if they can take 1%, they can take 10%, they can take 50%, they can take 75%. They can take whatever they want to take because they can take 1%. And you're not free if an organization can demand money from you without your consent. However, if that organization that claims that right and the vast majority of the population believes, yep, that's okay, then you're better off if that organization just takes less.
Right. Yeah, you know, a guy I work with, he is in smoking pot, and he said that if you're allowed, I guess, 7 grams or something like that out here. In Washington, you can have up to an ounce, but if you have more than the legal limit on you, and if you get stopped, they'll just take it away. So, in theory, I mean, you're not really free because they're stealing your property now, still on something that's supposedly legal.
Beats jail.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mike, I do appreciate the call. Thanks very much.
Yeah, there are certain places in Alabama, Mississippi, probably Georgia, Florida, where it's Texas. What they call the dry counties, to where if you're driving through one of these counties where you live in one wet county, but you work in another wet county and there's a dry county in between, and you purchase a case of beer from the county you work in, and you're driving to the county where you live, if you get pulled over in one of these dry counties, you can't have more than 24 beers. They will confiscate all of your beer if you have more than 24 of them.
I see.
So, yeah, there's not real freedom. I don't think anybody here is arguing that taxing and regulating is real freedom. And, Johnson, I want to take issue with the term that you used, decriminalization. Now,
I said re-decriminalization.
Right, but that's, you know, based on the term decriminalization, which simply means that criminal penalties have been removed. It does not mean that all penalties have been removed. So, for instance, in Massachusetts, cannabis is decriminalized. If you get caught with, I think it's up to like an ounce, you will get what is essentially a speeding ticket to where they still
hand you a civil fine.
Right, but it's essentially a speeding ticket to where they write you a piece of paper
if you don't pay
and hand it to you.
If you don't pay a speeding ticket, you can go to jail. You can lose your license, or, you know, a variety of things can happen to you. If you don't pay this ticket in Massachusetts, which a lot of people are not, from what I can understand, nothing can happen to you.
Okay, but it's still, it's them right, giving you a ticket.
A ticket is a criminal charge. A civil penalty is not a criminal charge.
I think in a lot of places, speeding tickets are considered civil, and then the failure to pay is what becomes the criminal.
All right.
But anyway, like there's still a penalty attached to it. So decriminalization is not necessarily the goal to be achieved.
So re-decriminalization and deregulation?
I would say completely removing it from statutes and regulating it like tomatoes, and there aren't regulations on tomatoes.
So deregulating.
That's just not a good term, because they're all in the paradigm that the government has the right to regulate this particular
right. Well, not if they deregulate it, right?
Well, deregulate could mean fewer regulations as opposed
right.
to, you know, complete.
Right. Like there are some people that say that the airline industry, there's no regulations because back in the 70s, Carter deregulated. There's no regulations. There are so many regulations, you could not wrap your head around them. I know, because I worked for an airline, and every 6 months I was having to take tests and stuff just to comply with the regulations.
Words are important. Do you have better terminology than decriminalize, deregulate, legalize when it comes to, well, these rights that humans have that the government's usurped over time and needs to get the heck out of? 855-450-3733.
Pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
When the most powerful and destructive witch in 13th century France chooses a successor, her frightened young protege, Lyanna, escapes into the wild. Pursued by witch hunters, the town watch, and her mistress, Lyanna's only hope is a pair of newly returned crusaders, one with PTSD, the other a complete rascal. The Witch's Hand by Wendy Joseph is a cut above the usual sword and sorcery fare. Available now at your favorite booksellers or visit WendyJosephWrites.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.